Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Marshall Tucker bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, and then number three, thethirdingredient.com. Aisha Brown is our guest. She's a new friend. She's known as the Tech Picasso. She works for Microsoft in their data and artificial intelligence section, but for the and for a long time, almost 20 years, she was in the military, Air Force and Marines, and we appreciate her service for that. Aisha, we appreciate you very much for that and for what you're doing now. She's helping veterans get into the tech industry. So here's a question for you, and by the way, folks, it's iasiabrown.com. Aisha, how are tech companies handling the introduction of veterans? Because, you know, Not to get political, but if you're a veteran, you've been to town. You know how bread's buttered. If you're a veteran, if you spend any time in the military, you're not a snowflake. You don't need a safe room. Words don't hurt you. You're not a powder puff. You know what I mean? You didn't spend the last 4 years in your basement. If you're a veteran, you join some of these tech companies where there's a whole lot of cancel woke politics. How's that work out?
Honestly, pretty great.
Am I right? Really? Am I right about my assessment?
Oh yeah. The assessment is spot on. But coming into tech was great, and then finding at every company, you know, their ERGs, employee resource groups. The first one that found me was military at Microsoft, and. Mm-hmm. And, you know, service members, wherever they are, they find a space somewhere and they make it theirs. You know, I showed up on campus and they took me down to this little dungeon where every branch of service had their corner. And it was like, hey, we know you just got out. We're going to help you transition.
Wow.
Mentally and physically. And that was exactly what I needed, because people fail to realize when you don and clear the uniform, you still don't really take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still walking around. I walked around with my uniform for quite some time.
I still have mine
quite
on.
Time. Yeah, and some days it shows up. Like, it's on and Gunny's there. And yeah. I try not to lead with Gunny every day, because that can get intense for some people.
Don't you ever stop that. Don't you ever deny that. And I know you won't, but I'm telling you, never underestimate the respect. Even if they don't say it, even if they don't act like it, they will never, they may never really like you, and you don't care about that, but they will always respect you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I will say, bringing veterans into tech, has become a lot easier, because they understand the capabilities that we come with.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's fighting for the government contracts. So in order, they need us.
Well, you're right about it. No, she's right, folks. The set-asides for veterans is important to these corporate America. So what do you say to a veteran that you meet? Let's just say that they're transitioning. They're not, you know, they haven't gone off the wrong end and become homeless or anything. Let's say this is a person who just spent six years in the military. You know, they went in the military to grow up, to straighten their lives out. Many people have, and to make a break with whatever they had before. Now they're another person. They've reinvented themselves in the military into a high functioning individual. What do you say to them about the tech industry?
First thing I say is, we need you. Tell me about your experiences. Tell me about your life. What do you like to do? What do you love to do? Tell me about everything you wish went better on deployment. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your equipment and how it didn't work and what you wanted it to do. Those are the things that I want to hear, because those are the things that I can design for.
Such a practical approach to integration of the military and technology. What a practical approach. I never heard anybody else say anything like that. That's really impressive, Aisha.
people, we do things every single day. And I tell people, it doesn't matter if you are, you know, a fire control coordinator or if you're a barracks manager. There is something you're taking control and accountability of, mm-hmm. and you're doing things every single day to ensure its success. Now I need you to know that it's okay to talk about it, because we're not good at talking about ourselves.
And that you have an opportunity to maybe even save the life of a brother or a sister who put the uniform on after you took it off.
Absolutely, that's why I came back to the federal side.
That's
why I decided to come to the federal side of Microsoft. I said I wanted to be able to give back to the community in which I came from.
Yeah,
and I get to do that now.
Well, you're the reconnaissance for them. You're the reconnaissance for the new people. And for the people who, I mean, I have a nephew who just, he's in boot camp at Camp Lejeune right now, and even as we speak. And you're his reconnaissance. Hopefully you're doing some things that and my son is doing that, by the way. And he's got one of his assignments outside of his job, not unlike you, is developing to develop equipment that will make it safer for his cousin. Hey, Aisha, I need your website again, please.
The easiest way to reach me is either on LinkedIn, or if you want to contact me, you can go to aisiabrown.com, aisiabrown.com.
Hey, Aisha, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your service. Aisha Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. What an American. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.